judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before Him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist. And please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, please be with us right now as we enter into your word. Bless everyone listening. Help them to understand the gravity of things that are happening today. And bless people as they make the right decisions to follow you. In Jesus' holy name we pray, with thanksgiving unto thee. Amen. Well, we want to talk about the scourge of globalism. The scourge of globalism. And globalism is the doctrine that the whole world must become united together in its economic, social, political, and governance policies so that we will have world government, a new world order. This is what it is all about. So when we are dealing with globalism, we are dealing with the work, the policy, and the efforts to establish global government or world government. There is quite a lot of terms existing today that are related to world government or to globalism. And many of these terms are being used in common language so much that now it is acceptable. There was a time when if you had said that we are moving towards world government, people would be shocked to hear world government. They would say, oh, that's conspiracy. People would be surprised and say, that's evil. Now today, phrases like globalism, world government, global unity, and a whole host of terms are common terms today that people no longer see evil, but they all see them as good and as beneficiary for humanity on a whole. But we want you to know that the concept of world government first surfaced in modern times from the Illuminati. You must remember the Illuminati was a secret order, an actual secret Freemason order that was set up by a man by the name of Adam Weishaupt. In Germany, in a place called Frankfurt on the Main, bankers, Jewish bankers, the Rothschilds and others had a meeting. And in this meeting, they decided that they must take over the world and set up a global government where there would be no Christianity influencing policies, no Christianity ruling. And the best person they found to begin this task was a professor of the Ingolstadt University, a man by the name of Adam Weishaupt, a very brilliant thinker and a very brilliant strategist. So what did they do? They hired him, they funded him to start this globalism. And it was from Adam Weishaupt and the organization he built up, the Illuminati organization, that was responsible for the French Revolution. Now you must remember, the name Illuminati was the name given to the secret order in its deepest and highest existence. But many other names were used for organizations existing in the world. And those names were the names that were emphasized. So that the name Illuminati was kind of like a hidden secret thing that people didn't know much all about. Until there was a terrible storm a night in Germany, Bavaria exactly, and a rider was riding with documents for the Illuminati. A lightning bolt providentially from heaven struck him and he was killed. When the police investigated, they found on him documents for a secret order by the name of the Illuminati. These documents, when investigated, the authorities found that there were horrible plans. The plans was to rid society of Jesus Christ, rid society of God, destroy marriage, destroy sexuality, destroy people's psyche, destroy governments. It was also intended to destroy patriotism, to gain control of the currency of the world, and to also form a new world order. Yes, my dear people, this exactly was what was found in these documents. And warnings were given to governments all along of this secret order that had hatched this horrible plan to destroy society. Now, these things we are telling you happened literally in history. France was warned, England was warned, Germany was warned, and Prussia was warned, Russia was warned, and all these other nations were warned about it. Even America, which now started at that time. So the Illuminati became a bad word at that time. The order was banned, and the leaders of the order removed from Bavaria and went to different parts of France and other parts of Germany to continue their work using different names. Yes, my dear people, you must remember they never openly use the word Illuminati for their global conspiracy. They use different names of different organizations. You can look in history and find a whole host of organizations behind which the Illuminati worked. Today, some of these organizations still exist. They work through organizations that were in name for the benefit of different nations, like the Young Turks organization, and different names that dealt with women's liberation and a whole host of things. Yes, my dear people. And these names they use and these secret organizations they set up were all to work in harmony for one goal. That is, to set up globalism. Now we live in 2016, and this 2016 year is many years from when this conspiracy started. This conspiracy started in the late 1700s. Yes, my dear people. In the late 1700s. And between the late 1700s and 2016, they have had a few hundred years well to move their plans forward to bring about a new world order. And you must understand, World War I, World War II, and many of the wars that pass upon the face of this earth, you can trace the Illuminati behind it. Many of the economic policies, the crash of economies that took place upon the face of the earth, the Illuminati was behind it. Many of the educational policies that removed Christ, Christianity, and doctrines Sunday schools, some public life, and some of people's homes. All these things were done by the Illuminati. Even the theory of evolution was used by the Illuminati to draw people's minds away from the idea that God created. Many concepts, many ideas were established, and many, many people were used over those hundreds of years to achieve this. So think about it, 1700, 1800, 1900, 300 years. And then we have 2016 now. And by now, this conspiracy has gone way ahead in seeking to achieve what they wanted to achieve. There was a day when Sodomites would say that they're hoping in the future to have gay rights or Sodomite rights. And there was a slim chance that it would even be considered. Now today, a man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman in many of the nations. Now they have destroyed things so terribly. You wouldn't believe how globalism is destroying nations. The idea of a man being able to marry a man, the idea of gender, they first had to remove the idea of gender. We know there are only two genders, the male and the female, or the masculine and the feminine. But New York now, New York alone I'm talking about, I'm not talking about different states in America, New York alone have more than 27 genders. 27 genders. Let me give you the example of a gender now as they have it. Here is a woman discovering that she had breast cancer now starting in one of her breasts. Instead of removing the cancer, she got them to remove her two breasts, cut them off. So her chest was now flat. She was working in a school. And in this school, she asked the school authorities not to call her male, not to call her female, not to call her woman, not to call her man, call her they, call her them, because she is trans. Her gender is trans. That's what she said. So the school authorities said, we cannot call her they and them before these little children, because it might pose a problem for these children. And we ought to be sensitive about these children's development. So it continued over a period of time where they would address the woman as Miss, because she wasn't married. And she didn't like it. Do you know what this woman did? She sued the school. She sued the school of discrimination. Discriminating against her transgender, whatever that is. And proof of their discrimination is that they were not calling her they or them. Now you would imagine you are teaching children pronouns, and you are teaching a child what they or them means in a pronoun, and you have to use they or them for one woman. She sued the school. You would say, well, that would never get through. That's a foolish thing. Obviously, it is foolish that a judge should even consider sitting on a case like this. It is silly that even something like that should be considered for suing. But do you know what? The woman won her case. And the school was ordered, as of last week, to pay the woman $80,000 for calling her she and Miss, and not calling her they or them. Do you see the kind of destruction that is going on? And now the state of New York has passed a law. And in this law, they are stating how businesses should hire people. And they are given points to show what we call processes in hiring people and priorities in hiring people. And they have put a whole set of genders. And in this whole set of genders, they can be boiled down to certain types of policies in hiring people. And in the end, more sodomites, more genders, quote unquote, can be hired than an ordinary man or ordinary woman. And then to add this, in the state of New York, it has been made illegal in businesses to call a man him, to call a woman her, to refer to her, to refer to she, to refer to him. It is against the law to do that in businesses now. And all this from New York. Yes, my dear people, this just show you how the world is being destroyed by this terrible loss of sense. We have always said here in Tuzia, if a man can marry a man, if sodomy is not wrong, if the issue there is sexual freedom, if the issue there is discrimination, then a man could want to have relations with a dog, and if the state doesn't allow certain privileges or certain profanities, which are vain or which are corrupt nevertheless, that could be termed discrimination too. And if a pedophile has his affection for a little girl, somebody's daughter or somebody's son, and the state also does not allow it but criminalizes it, he could cry discrimination also and speak about his sexual freedom being hindered, just as sodomites used to do all in the 70s and in the 60s and in the early 80s, just as they used to do. So we had always said that they too will want their form of perversion legitimized by the state. And do you know what? Now they are changing calling men and women having relations with animals as bestiality. They're no longer calling it bestiality. They're calling it zoophilia. Zoo for animals and philos for love. They're calling it zoophilia. And there are organizations popping up all over the world advocating the rights of zoophilites. Pardon my proper speech here, because I'm now learning to say this new one. So what they are actually doing, they are actually now trying to seek redress and what they call rights. That's what they're seeking to do now. And they have also found a term to identify a father falling in love with his daughter and marrying her and having children with her, and a mother falling in love with her son, marrying to him and having children. They're no longer calling it incest, but they have a high-sounding term to call it. And many of the organizations that were set up over the 300 years to bring about the New World Order has now come to fruition. And as a result of that, they're all pooling their resources together to bring about the New World Order. So when you have various psychological and psychiatric organizations now determining what is wrong and what is right when it comes to the mental state of people, they will call certain things right and they will call certain things wrong. Take for instance, to them, a man with a man is no longer a psychiatric illness or a psychological illness. It is now a right. It is now an expression. Now they are changing and showing human beings and animals, it is no longer an illness. A mother with her son, a father with his daughter, it's no longer an illness. A brother with his sister, no longer an illness. They are redefining those terms psychologically, and then eventually these people will say, well, it is the way we are, and therefore it is a right. You had a big 65-year-old man who had children, was married, had children. He becomes this kind of a sick thinking, which he gets, and he says he feels he's a 9-year-old Chinese girl. And do you know what? They begin to call him a 9-year-old Chinese girl and treat him so. And since gender now is no longer male and female, then we would have the idea of women's toilets and men's toilets, which in America they call bathroom. So it would mean to say that male can go in female bathroom and female can go in male bathroom. Now, you know, women wouldn't obviously go in a male's bathroom just so. But now a big full-grown man can go in the bathroom with a little girl. All he has to say, he feels he's a 9-year-old little girl. And do you know they're actually pass laws in different states in the United States for this to happen? California, Colorado, New York, and other places? They've actually passed laws. Look at how they're destroying society. Look at the great destruction that is taking place in society. And they're calling that freedom. But you know, as Christians, we don't mind if they want to practice their perversion. We know the wrath of God will come upon them. But what is evil is when legislators legislate laws to tell ordinary people that they're supposed to accept those horrible, sinful, corrupt values. So that here you have a man, he's working as a chief fireman, he's doing his job good. All he does is to write a book against sodomy. Do you know they fired him from his job? They discriminated against him for his views. They call that hate. And you hear these sodomites using hate and hate, they're making mileage with the term hate. Look at Donald Trump going up for elections. He says he's going to protect the U.S. southern border. Because a country without borders is not a country. Mexico is protecting its borders, you know. But America mustn't do it. Just because he says he'll build a wall to do it. Israel has built walls to keep the Palestinian out. Oh, but they didn't find that as racism. But because of Donald Trump said it, that is racism. That is hate. That's how they are speaking. In a big political gathering they had in America, when Donald Trump was speaking in a place, outside were some of his people leaving after the rally. And supporters from the other parties, the Democrats, attacked them. One man had up a sign, and here what was on the sign. This is Mexico. Leave Donald Trump. So he's in the United States in California, and he's calling that Mexico. And these people are destroying the world with their folly, their wickedness, their use of the word hate. You could imagine how much Christians have been fired from their jobs, all in the name of political correctness, which is a term that was taken from Russia when it was under communism, from the USSR, the socialist empire that existed then. And now it is being used in America to destroy Christianity so much that people can't even speak and say what is wrong. They are seeking to reduce the amount of words they can use to expose wrong. And by doing this, they are calling it hate speech. All of a sudden it is wrong to say sodomy is a sin. All of a sudden it's wrong to say there's no gender called trans. And let me tell you, as I said, New York alone has more than 27 genders. You can imagine how much California has. And when I say genders, quote and unquote, if a man loves a dog, that is a gender and all. If a man puts on a dog costume, feeling he's a dog, walking on all fours, have somebody put a leash on him, that is a gender too. And that's going on in the United States a lot. While the world is being destroyed, they are caught up with these silly, foolish things. And all these are what we call the social policies from the Illuminati. Yes, my dear people. You have singers, men, wearing women's skirts. You have them appearing to be women. You have actual courses training men to be effeminate. They actually hate the male spirit now, and they are calling it genocidal. Plots have been hatched by feminist movements to get rid of men. They actually have genocidal plans to murder men en masse. You say, Brother Medina, are you crazy? They are crazy because they have those things. But long, long ago, the Bible prophesied that this will happen. The whole of Psalms 2 shows us this. Yes, my dear people. And this is the reason why we need to talk more about this, and we need to look at what Psalms 2 is telling us about this and what God says he will do about it. also the scarlet colored beast in Revelation chapter 17, which we are told is full of names of blasphemy. That is the same Illuminati there. And you must remember all the plans of the Illuminati of destroying the family, destroying patriotism, depreciating the currency, making a graduated tax. All of these plans that have been found from the Illuminati documents way in the 1700s, the late 1700s, all of these plans, you must remember, are now clearly operating in society. And this is the reason why we are facing what we are facing now. So some people like to say, oh, conspiracy theories, Illuminati doesn't exist. Remember, the name Illuminati was never to be used as an organization for the public. That was a secret thing at the highest levels, at the deepest level. Different organizations were to be used. Take, for instance, the United Nations and many of its affiliate organizations. All these were Illuminist organizations set up. Yes, my dear people. Take, for instance, the Democratic Party in America. That was an Illuminist party that was set up. Take, for instance, the European Union. That was an Illuminist organization. And there are a whole host. General Agreement of Trade and Tariff, NAFTA, a whole host of these organizations. All these were Illuminist organizations, and the aim was to destroy society to bring about globalism. Because to bring about globalism, you'll have to destroy the values that society holds now. And that's where Christianity comes up. Yes, my dear people. So we're going to talk more about this in our next study. And we're going to show you some of the genders. We're going to name some of them for you, just to let you know the horribleness that is going on now. So until then, and may God bless you until we meet again, in Jesus' holy name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for another Escape for the Life with a broadcast, brought to you by the independent Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church. Remember that you can contact us by calling 528-2123 or 531-7558. You can also find us on the World Wide Web at www.thusiasdaevangel.com. That's Thusia, StaEvangel.com. Here you will find today's program in our radio program archives. And until our next program, may God richly bless you.
The judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great when every thought and word and action of the righteous judge shall weigh?